Okay, so I know I've made another episode about comfort zones and growth and change and all of that, but I need to circle back because it's so important. Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Scale Healthy. I'm your host, Deidre, and I like to dive right in. I do not like to give you any BS. I tell the truth, I give you examples and as many tips as I can possibly give you. And again, I try to keep these episodes really short and sweet. I know how valuable your time is, so I just wanted to let you know I appreciate it, and I'm not going to waste it. I am going to hopefully motivate you, inspire you, and hopefully one little thing I say here in this episode sticks. It either shoots a light bulb off for you, it's something you think about and come back to many times later. That's all my hopes are. So thank you here for listening. Let's get started. So comfort zones. It can be tough to go outside our comfort zone. What we know, what we've always done, what's comfortable. But you've heard this before. And nothing grows there. Nothing changes there. No progress can be made there if we are continuing to do what we've always done. The problem, getting outside our comfort zone, it's freaking scary, right? There's nerves, there's fear of the unknown. You don't know what the result is going to be. You don't know how it's going to go. It's not what you're familiar with. That's tough. That's challenging. I know this a lot this month from watching my daughter and other daughter, and myself as well. Last week, my husband and me decided to do something different for our date night. We had a few hours with no children, and we didn't want to do our usual out for supper, come home, watch a movie, same thing we always do. So we went skiing. Not cross-country skiing that I've done before, where you stick your feet in the tracks, give yourself a push. No doubt is extremely hard for endurance, but we did downhill skiing. I've done snowboarding before, but never downhill skiing. And I think it's just this great idea, you know, to push yourself outside your comfort zone. I definitely didn't want to. I wanted to, but I didn't because I was nervous. Right? I've never done it before. I knew I would look silly. Everybody else would be doing great, and I'd never done it before. Got nerves, bad belly, trying to give myself excuses not to do it, but I did it. I pushed myself. No tutorials, no lessons. No one even showed me what to do with my feet. And we decided to go on the biggest lift to the top of the hill and just put me on there. Didn't tell my husband that I've never been downhill skiing or ever to the top until that moment we were going up the hill. Experience, it was exactly that. Yep. Was the first run extremely hard? Yep. Did I fall 100 times? Yep. But I made it to the bottom and I said, you know what? That was not great, but it can only get better from here. I might as well keep going. I might as well keep trying, and progress comes. But so much uncomfortable parts were in there. Messy parts, mistakes, me looking silly. But I did something I never did before, and that feels so good on your confidence. Not only does it make, it doesn't really make progress always, but it builds progress within you. It makes you feel more confident. It makes you feel good. But it was scary at first. It was uncomfortable in the middle parts. But then when you're done, you're proud of yourself. You did something you didn't think you could do that you never did before. My daughter and husband did a skate where they skated together. We worked on this routine and they performed in front of a lot of people. And I, no doubt, they were definitely scared. They were nervous. They were outside their comfort zone, but they were so proud and happy when they finished. They enjoyed it so much. They made such incredible memories together. But they had to go outside their comfort zone, both of them. They had to be a bit scared. They had to push themselves a little bit. But growth came from that, and confidence came from that, and a really great memory came from that. And that is what you need to remind yourself when you're a bit scared, when you know you're going outside your comfort zone, when you know you're challenging yourself, when those fears come up and all those doubts and the reasons you shouldn't do it. You got to remind yourself that giving yourself that little bit of a push to do something scared, to do something that is uncomfortable, can lead to something really great, something incredible. Sure, there's a possibility it could go wrong, but even if it goes wrong, it's not everything is going to go wrong. Still, there's lessons within it. Like that first run of my downhill ski, I don't know if it could have gone more wrong. I don't know if I, I fell so many times. My ski wasn't properly put in because it was a rental, so it kept falling off. I literally fell off one of the lifts, not the chair one where I'm up very high, but it was not great. But I am really proud I did it. It was definitely fun, and now I feel better to go do it again. And that's what happens, because even when you're advanced, even when you've been working out for more than 10 years, more than 20 years, you still have moments where you're not really wanting to go, or there's a lot of people there and you aren't comfortable. Like there's still moments in that. It just, if you start and you do the uncomfortables now and you push yourself to work out, what happens is all the other things that you do in your life that are uncomfortable, not ideal, you're more likely to pursue them and do it because of the fact that you're practicing it in your gym. That's why working out is not ever supposed to be about weight loss or burning calories that you overate. That's not what working out is for. Working out is to feel better mentally, to build confidence, to build strength within you, to teach you to do things that make you feel uncomfortable because better things come from the result after. They teach you to do hard work when you don't feel like it. Working out pushes you to take time for yourself, recharge yourself, take care of yourself so that you're feeling your best to do everything else in your life. So that you're feeling good mentally, feeling good physically. I wouldn't be who I am. And I said this many times, but I exercise and work out because it's the best thing for my mental health. To be able to do what I do, I want to be able to feel good mentally. And I've struggled with my mental health for many, many years. I would say as long as I've been a personal trainer, and if not longer. So it's been a good 10 or 12 years. It's a struggle, but the most consistent guarantee to make me feel better mentally is exercise and working out. Could be a run, could be a weightlifting session, but exercise will always make you feel better in the end. That is why it's so important to focus on working out to feel better in the end, not to not work out because it's a bit uncomfortable and inconvenient to start. And it's hard to start, and there is hard parts within it. Don't focus on everything that's negative and bad about it. Focus on the good parts, how good it feels when you're done, the confidence that comes, mentally how good you'll feel, feeling better in your clothes, reaching the goals that you've set out for yourself, all the positives. Because the thing is, nothing has come that is like really great achievement has come from us staying in our comfort zone. We watched a movie as a family together last night, and it was about an incredible girl who was only 16 years old, and she sails around the freaking world. And a true story at that. But like so much bravery, so much courage, so many uncomfortable parts, setbacks, challenges within it. But when you push through the challenges, the uncomfortable parts, the obstacles that arise, so much progress, so many great achievements can be made. Right? Like the courage and bravery that is required of us when we push ourselves to do challenging things, it doesn't just pay off with it when we're doing them. It pays off for something maybe later on that's going to happen to you that requires your bravery, requires your courage. Don't just think about it as a single moment. I have had an opportunity recently that's a little bit outside my comfort zone for doing a training camp. And it's like I've been really working and rebuilding all my workout programs for so long and recently that it's almost like I was doing that at the right time to prepare for this opportunity that was just put my way, because I'm really have dove in to all my exercises. I've been able to create a really great program for it. I'm excited about it, but I'm not going to lie to you and say that it's going to be easy, that there's no nerves, there's no fear. Even if I do things scared all the freaking time, when I still go to do another challenge, more fear is still there, different types of a type of fear. I'm still nervous. I still have all those feelings that you still have too. I know you have them, and I know it makes it harder to start, but I'm telling you that I have them still too. But that's normal. That's a good thing. That means that something good is going to come out of you pushing yourself outside your comfort zone. Growth is going to happen. Change is going to happen. Something great is going to happen within you. Even if there's messy parts, even if there's uncomfortable parts, even if there's mistakes, setbacks, little things that weren't perfect, you'll come out stronger, just like you'll come out feeling better at the end of a workout. So you need to focus on that. You need to push through that little bit of fear, the little bit of nerves, and hell yeah, push yourself outside your comfort zone. Freaking often. It is worth it. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that there's a few takeaways that you'll keep listening to the podcast. It comes out every Monday is a new episode. So make sure to be subscribed so you get any notifications when the new episodes come out. Thanks for listening. You got this.